It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Final 4 week of high school basketball before the holiday break is upon us. And a good Tuesday night to you and all here on KNZA alongside Megan Sturton, our studio producer. Brandon Tadman with you. We are at Donovan West High School, home of the Mustangs. They're hosting the Horton Chargers. And we got a double dip tonight of high school basketball. Our broadcast here on KNZA brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Again, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Donovan West and Horton. We got the girls game on tap coming up here in a matter of moments. Well, Donovan West, four consecutive wins. They have played five games in a 12-day stretch under head coach Perry Smith. Number eight ranked team in the 2A classification. This Mustangs team just winning. That is what they do. They have had so much success over the last few seasons. And Donovan West, again, four straight wins, 4-1 to start the year. The only loss to undefeated Hiawatha back on December 2nd. Now for the Horton Lady Chargers, first-year head coach Bailey Lancer is a team that has two first-team All-League players back from last year in Marlissa Banks and also as well Kansas Keough. They have split their first four. Mustangs wins over Atchison County and Pleasant Ridge. Sandwiched in between there, losses to Perry LeCompton and Hiawatha. Get you the starting lineups for the girls game here tonight. And for the road team per usual, that is the Horton Lady Chargers under first year head coach Bailey Lancer. It's going to go like this here tonight. Tiffin Lancer, a 5'6 freshman, leading the charge in the backcourt. You also got Marlissa Banks, as we mentioned, a 5'8 junior. JoJo Switch, a 5'10 senior forward. You also got Kirsten Smith, a 5'10 sophomore. And Kara covers up a 5'11 senior as well. So a fairly tall lineup for this Charger team. And again, first-year head coach Bailey Lancer leading the charge there. They are 2-2 through the first four games. Donovan West under 10-year head coach, that is Perry Smith. He's looking for career win number 139 if he can get it done here tonight. Courtney Johnson, Emmy Joe Weststein, Andy Foster, Belle Smith, and Kate Falk, the starters for the Mustangs. A quick two-minute timeout to get patriotic, and the tip-off of the girls' game coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects, or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you need a sick visit, a checkup, or ongoing health care support, Amberwell Hiawatha's primary care clinic can get you in fast. Same-day visits are often available, so you don't need to wait long to be seen by an Amberwell provider. Call 785-742-2161 to check today's openings. Again, call 785-742-2161 and we'll help you get the care you need when you need it.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Here we go. Girls contest and the boys to follow here at D-West. Horton in town, and Horton the opening possession of tonight's ball game. A different setup here for the broadcast perspective. As we are on the stage here at D-West, West is the far side of the floor. East is the near side of the floor. And Horton right now, first possession here. They are on the far side going east to west as we sit on the stage here tonight. Here is a baseline J that's off the window, short corner right, and Kirsten Smith, 5'10 sophomore, Chargers, 40 seconds in, a 2-0 lead. Near side of the floor, that shot rejected out of bounds. Good defense underneath by Kara, covers up, and Donovan West trailing 2-0 early will have the ball underneath their own bucket. Donovan West, a four-game winning streak, 4-1 on the season. They are 3-1 at home, so just one road game at this point for the Mustangs. As they got it on the right wing, dribbling into the corner now, and a three on the way. It's a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound and pulled away by Horton's JoJo Switch. So a 2-0 Horton lead working into the front court. That is far side. It's Marlissa Banks. Now Smith, left wing, back up top. This is JoJo Switch. Covers up, handing off to Banks, thought about a three. Now right side it goes to Switch. 6:45 to go first quarter. It's a 2-0 Horton lead. They have the ball. Here's covers up. Right wing going to work. Got it in the lane, and then she falls to the floor. At our first foul at 6:39 to go, going against D. West. They get Bell Smith, 5'6 senior, first foul tonight. Chargers will have it underneath with a 2-0 advantage on a bucket by Kirsten Smith. And last year, Donovan West won this matchup 51-34 before the holiday break. Here's a dump down inside, looking for Switch on the block. Too much heat on the pass, and a turnover by Kirsten Smith. Man, a switch as we got a quick sub in for Perry Smith and Donovan West. Anna Sinclairy, a freshman, now on the floor here for the Mustangs. They bring it far side to near side. Here's a right wing three that is short. Basically an air ball as Kirsten Smith corralled the rebound, and Horton still 2-0 about 2 minutes in, working into the front court. Near side to far side. Left side on the wing, it is Smith. Hands it off to Banks on a curl, working at the top of the key, bouncing it right side to Lanter. Chargers under first-year head coach Bailey Lanter. They have split the first four games of their season. Covers up, nice backdoor pass to Smith, but she lost the handle. It's on the floor, ball still on the floor. Diving for it is covers up and gets it off to Banks in the left corner. She drives baseline, and then it's going to be an offensive foul. Turnover Chargers. And Emmy Jo Wettstein took that charge for D. West. So Banks picks up her first, second turnover on the Chargers. Another quick sub back in for D. West as Andy Foster checks back in. Wettstein, who just took the charge, will get a breather as Horton leads it 2-0, 5:45 to go first quarter. Mustangs into the front court. They're averaging 48 points per game coming into tonight. They work it around the perimeter, right side on the wing. Putting it on the deck is Foster, cut off by Banks. Good defense there. Now driving is Bell Smith. Tough pass inside. Ball kicked on the right block, going out of bounds. And it's going to be Horton basketball, so a turnover on D-West. Well, again, the success this D-West team has had over the last few years under Perry Smith. They made it to the state championship game last year. Won 19 games, but lost to Mound Ridge. Deep pass up the floor, but a missed bunny inside by covers up and a missed opportunity. Here's Courtney Johnson into the front court, and her pass sails too long out of bounds. So you had covers up missing a bunny on the far side, and then the Mustangs had numbers, but turned it over for a second time here in the quarter. Mustangs showing some pressure. Chargers a 2-0 lead on a bucket by Kirsten Smith. Here's covers up on the right block. Kicks it to Smith on the right elbow. She fires a jump shot. Front rim, no. And rebound for Andy Foster for Donovan West. Long pass up the floor. Johnson, a left-handed layup. Count it and one. And finally, D. West on the board, and Johnson a chance to break a 2-2 tie with an old-fashioned three-point play. They get the foul on Marlissa Banks, and that's a big one to monitor. That is her second. Bobby Becker's going to check in, and also on the floor, Kansas Keough. 5'9 junior here for Horton. Both teams making some moves here. Substitution aspect. Letstein back on the floor. And Reese McCauley also in for D. West. A 2-2 tie, 3-plus minutes into this game. Johnson capitalizes on the three-point play. So a 3-2 Donovan West lead at home, and now they're trying to force a turnover near midcourt. But Kansas Keough got it back. She lost it underneath. Fighting for it is D. West, and they're going to say out of bounds on the baseline, and it's going to be a turnover against the Chargers. Horton in the road, blue uniforms tonight, white numerals and lettering. D. West at home, the home whites, orange numerals and lettering trimmed out in the dark blue. Here's a baseline cut. Andy Foster had it, and it was knocked away, but a foul on the floor. Team foul number 3 against the Chargers. And it's going to be on Kansas Keough, her first. Here's Bell Smith dumping one into the backcourt. Mustangs with a 3-2 lead here early. Here's a left wing 3 on the way, and it's spun in there by Bell Smith. 25% downtown shooter. She knocks in her first triple tonight in a 6-2 start here for D. West, including a 6-0 run. Here's Kirsten Smith with it. Left side on the wing for Horton. She has the lone bucket. Beautiful backdoor cut. Left-handed layup good off the window by Covers Up. And Perry Smith did not like that. Donovan West taking a timeout at 4:12 to go in the first, and a 6-4 Donovan West lead. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, our games tonight brought to you by KNZA, and our timeouts all season long brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. Brandon Tabman with you. Donovan West entering tonight a record of 4-1. Four straight wins with the only loss to Hiawatha in the opener. Most recently, Donovan West, they hosted Linden on Saturday just a few days ago. D. West, they won that game by 30, 63-33. Horton on Friday night in their last game, they won at Pleasant Ridge, 54-33. Snap and a brief two-game skid. Donovan West, a two-point lead out of the timeout, coming up on the halfway point, quarter number one. Zone defense right now for the Chargers. Deep, straightaway three. It is high off the heel. Fighting for the offensive rebound is Emmy Jo Wettstein. Second chance from the baseline is no good. And pulling down the rebound is Horton, and then a foul called on Donovan West. Keough chasing it down and got the old Charlie horse, kind of a knee to the thigh area, and just trying to walk it off. The foul is on Bell Smith. That is her second. She has to come out. Aniston Clary is checked in, and now D. West forcing a turnover on the inbounds here. Looking for a backdoor cut. Knocked away out of bounds. So D. West now forcing what is turnover number 4 against the Chargers here in the early going. Another sub in for Horton. We'll see a freshman at 5'8", Maria Mendez. So both teams going to the bench early. Here's the setup on the inbounds, and nearly an and one. Andy Foster had a good look. She was bumped from behind and is going to shoot 2 free throws. And it's Bobby Becker who picks up the foul, her first team foul number 4. So D. West in the bonus, the remaining 3:42 in this quarter. Foster's first free throw up and good. 50% at the line this season, averaging over 5 points and nearly 6 rebounds a contest. D. West as a team entering tonight, 61% from the charity stripe. And they're going to call a lane violation. The free throw was missed. But Horton's going to get it back on that violation as another sub is on the floor. JoJo Switch has checked back in. Bobby Becker to throw it in. 7-4 Donovan West. 3:40 to go in this first quarter. D. West showing that pressure here in the full court. They get it off to Keough. Works it down the middle. Long pass to Switch. Baseline drive. A lot of contact. But they're going to call an offensive foul. They wave it off. The second charge taken by the D. West defense. And that takes 2 points off the board. So Switch picks up her first foul. It's turnover number 5 against Horton here in the first 4.5 minutes. Here's Donovan West, far side to near side. They bring it into the front court, left side of the floor with Foster. Hands it off on the wing to Clary, a freshman. Right side, it's Emmy Jo Etstein, and then hands it off to Courtney Johnson. Ball fake, dumped down to the left block. Little up and under move, but that's going to be a double dribble. And a turnover by Donovan West. The freshman, Aniston Clary, picked up the dribble, put it back down. You can't do that. And the Mustangs turn it over for a third time here in the quarter. 7-4 Mustangs, at 3:13 to go. Here's Keough, left side into the front court. The one between the legs with the dribble, back on the left wing. Up top it goes. Lancer, back to Keough. 5 minutes in, 3 to go. Quarter number one, a 7-4 Donovan West lead. Here's a left two-point jump shot from 15, and it is bottoms for Bobby Becker. Covers up Becker, Smith, all with two for Horton. They're down one. It's 7-6 at 2:47 to go in the first. Mustangs back into the front court. Here is Clary, the freshman, hands it off to Foster on a curl. Skips it to the right wing with Wettstein. Now Johnson, open in the corner for three. It's a touch strong. Backside rebound put up and in by the freshman, Aniston Clary. Right place, right time, 9-6 D West, and now working back into the front court. A shot is up, no good, but a travel's going to be called against Horton. So the turnovers kind of piling up here in this first quarter of play. 9-6 Donovan West, Chargers now with six early turnovers. Horton's defense giving up just 39 points per game through the first few. Mustangs a 9-6 lead here, about 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Left block, turnaround Jay, off the heel, no. Fighting for the rebound is Kate Falk, who just checked back in. And it's pulled away, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to keep it here with Donovan West. 2:10 to go, first quarter, 9-6. Donovan West looking for their fifth consecutive win. Trying to throw it in, Bell Smith does so on the left block. Through traffic, Keough says no with the left-hand rejection, and it's pulled away by Bobby Becker for her first rebound. 9-6 Donovan West. Horton with the basketball. Left side it goes. Here is Mendez on the wing, not using the dribble. Becker up top. Right side it goes to Lanter. Dumps it down on the block. This is Keough. Back up top. Lanter contested three, a little bit strong. Fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds in the corner, and it's going to be Donovan West basketball. Back in on the floor for Horton. Kirsten Smith checking out the freshman, Tiffin Lanter. 1:44 to go, first quarter. 9-6, Donovan West. Mustangs into the front court. Go far side to near side as we sit on the stage here at D West High School. Different look from the broadcast perspective here tonight. Here's Johnson, right side. Now they skip it left. It's Wettstein on the left wing. Ball faking inside. They reverse it to Johnson. Ball fake. Steps into one. 15, left it short. Offensive rebound, and there should be a tie-up. It is. Good call by the official. Good defense there inside by Kirsten Smith. And it's going back to the Chargers. At 1:21 to go in this opening quarter. 9-6, Mustangs by three. Still showing some pressure here in the full court. Keough working into that front court. Her pass tip taken away. A steal by Bell Smith. Mustangs trying to force the issue. They get it up the floor. Chargers get back well and transition defensively. Now we settle back in 5-on-5. They don't mark Johnson for three, high off the heel, and a rebound for Horton, and another tie-up inside, and it's going to be Donovan West basketball. So the Mustangs will have it. Andy Foster is going to check back in. Clary is going to get a seat here at 59 seconds to go in the first, a 9-6 D West lead. 3 points apiece from Johnson and Smith, two from Clary. And then two apiece from covers up Becker and Smith. Here is a straightaway three. It's going to be short. Fighting for the rebound. Tips out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Horton. That's a pretty good look up top from Emmy Jo Etstein. Just couldn't get it to fall. And now the Chargers get it back. 51 seconds to go in the quarter. They're down 9-6. Do have a shot clock here at D West. Haven't had to utilize it much. Both teams have been fairly quick in their offensive possessions here tonight. Here is Mendez, left wing three, just halfway down and out, somehow did not go, and a rebound for Falk and Donovan West. They get it up the floor quickly, shot good off the window, nicely done by Bell Smith, who's got five. 25 seconds to go in the quarter, 11-6, Donovan West. Little two-on-one break, but a miss bunny inside, and D. West clearing it away. It's up the floor, nobody back, and an easy layup for two. Falk the rebound, the assist, Bell Smith the basket, and now 10 seconds to work here. Donovan West up 13-6. Nice little spurt to close it out. 4 seconds. Little two-on-one break. Deflected pass out of bounds. And the Chargers are going to keep it with 3 seconds left in the quarter. They'll have it underneath their own bucket. Two subs in for Coach Smith and Donovan West. Clary back in. Reese McCauley is in as well. And Falk, who's played a couple of nice minutes, she'll go out alongside Bell Smith. Leading scorer tonight so far. Keo in the corner. 2 seconds to work. Gets to the lane. Shot is up. No. Got it off inside, but left it short with a left-handed floater. Girls game, 8 minutes deep. First quarter in the books here at Donovan West. Home team Mustangs, a 13-6 lead on Horton. Second quarter action after a 60-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball tonight here at Donovan West. Mustangs in the girls game, a 13-6 advantage as we start the second quarter. Chargers had the opening possession, but they turn it over right out the jump. Miscommunication on the near side of the floor, and now 8 first half turnovers for Horton. And the Mustangs on the side out to get it in there. First offensive play, or possession, I should say, of quarter number 2. 13-6, they lead it by 7. 7 points for Bell Smith to lead the way. Here is Andy Foster, little baseline pass, cut off. Johnson has to get it back out on the perimeter. Now Clary driving, caught a lot of body there, no call, and it's knocked into the hands of Lanter, and here goes Horton, near side to far side. Here's Marlissa Banks, quiet, nobody picks her up. She steps into a 3, just a touch short. Long rebound beyond the perimeter. Bodies hit the floor, goes out of bounds, and D. West gets the ball back with a 13-6 advantage. So both teams a little frantic on the pace here in the first 41 seconds of quarter number 2. Both these teams will have one more game on Friday night before the holiday break. Horton's going to be back at home against Oskaloosa. D. West will be on the road at Troy. Left elbow, it's Foster, turning, stepping in, on the block, kicks it back out on the perimeter to Weststein. Johnson, good extra pass, Clary, a right wing 3, and it's good. Aniston Clary, the freshman, she's got 5 here in the first half, and it's the largest lead here for Donovan West, it's 16-6. Here's Banks, coast to coast, try to high-arcing rainbow shot, nearly got it to go off the bank, and now a jump ball is going to be called, and possession arrow is going to give it back to Donovan West. And the Mustangs defense ramping up. Chargers, some issues here on the offensive end. Well, this Horton team certainly has some expectations. They have 2 first-team All-League players returning from last year with Marlissa Banks and then also Kansas Keough. Both those two quiet here in the first half. As Donovan West going to turn it over, they found McCauley on the baseline left, but she lost off her foot and out of bounds. 5 turnovers for Donovan West. Bell Smith back on the floor. Clary is out. Played 90 seconds in quarter number 2. It's a 16-6 Donovan West lead. And a 3-0 start here for them in this second period. Finally, Horton gets it kind of settled into the front court. Lanter, a right side pass. It goes to Banks, and now inside. Covers up, had it knocked away, and a steal for D. West. 10 first half turnovers for Horton. Mustangs trying to push the pace. It's Weststein. Good. Dump down pass. Oh, rejected at the rim. Covers up with her second block of the half, and Kirsten Smith clears it away for Horton. 2 minutes into this second, 8 minutes. A 10-point Mustang lead at home. It's 16-6. Here is Banks, left side, a one-handed pass down on the block, turning, facing is JoJo Switz, going to work, spins left, had it blocked, at the rack by Wettstein. Cleared away by Bell Smith. Here comes Donovan West, and now collision here under the bucket. It's going to go out of bounds and back to Horton. Turnover number six here in the half for D. West. Kate Falk's going to check in here for Donovan West, taking the spot of Reese McCauley. And Bailey Lanter, head coach for Horton, wants to talk it over. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, timeout all season long on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Megan Certain, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you here. Donovan West girls leading 16-6 on Horton as we got 5:44 to go in the first half of play. Checking in with, of course, area games tonight across some of our other networks. Of course, you're dialed in KMZA 103.9 with Horton at Donovan West. 92.1 KMZA, that's Jackson Heights and Onega. You can catch that on the Cobra channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports and our Care Country broadcast tonight. That is 93.7 FM. That is Morehill Mounts Academy at Jefferson County North. Out of the timeout, Chargers with the ball, working the full length of the floor, down 10. 5:44 to go in the first half. Donovan West a 16-6 advantage. Mustangs continuing that pressure in the full court. Chargers have turned it over 10 times here in the first half and make it 11. Mustangs trying to get it up the floor quickly. Clary couldn't handle the pass, and the Mustangs give it right back with their seventh turnover of the half. So you look at the two at 11-7, so 18 first half turnovers between these two. More on the side of Horton, and they're down 10. Feel that pressure. Banks, left side of the floor, got past the defender, head of steam, wants to go all the way, took it to the rack and laid it in for two. Marlissa Banks finally on the board, and it's 16-8. Double up lead here for D. West. Johnson, long pass into the left corner. Now on the block, turning and facing his fault. Good kick out pass on the perimeter here to Bell Smith. Back to Johnson in the corner. 19 on the shot clock. Knocked away at the perimeter. Wettstein able to fight through a double team, spinning the elbows up top, and they're going to get a foul on Horton. If that's Banks, that's going to be her third. And it is. Oh, boy, that's a big foul for Horton. So Banks, the 5'8 junior now, three fouls and has to come out. As Kansas Keough is going to check in for D-West, they have the ball and an eight-point lead at under 5 minutes to go in this first half. Johnson left side on the wing. Long skip pass to the freshman and Clary. One dribble right, goes right back to Clary on the wing. Tough pass inside. A lot of blue jerseys, but Horton is going to be called for a foul here. There wasn't a ton on the deflection. And they get the foul on JoJo Switch. That's going to be her second. The foul's somewhat becoming an issue here for Horton. Inside on the entry pass, knocked away. Good defense underneath. And D. West going to try it again. Tried to bounce it right on the block to Foster, but a lot of traffic to try to get that one up and through and could not do so. Here's Bell Smith, 7 points to lead all scorers. Has it at the top of the key. Puts it on the dribble, going to the right wing. Now working back top of the key, left side to Johnson. Johnson puts it on the deck, gets to the elbow, kicks it up top to Clary. Now a right side pass to Johnson on the wing. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Foster going to work. Clary, right wing three, just grazing the rim short. Rebound going up high to get it. Kara covers up for the Chargers. 16-8 our score. D. West by 8. Chargers with the ball. About 4 minutes to go in the half. Pass deflected at the top of the key, and another jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to stay with the Chargers as Bobby Becker is going to check back in here for Horton and taking a seat, JoJo Switch. And another late sub in for the Chargers. Maria Mendez taking the spot of Kirsten Smith. So we got 4:06 to go in the half. Donovan West, they led it 13-6 after the first quarter. Their lead right now, 4 minutes into the second, is 16-8. And now a pickpocket here at midcourt by Clary. And a foul's going to be called against Tiffin Lanter. So Lanter picks up her first after turning it over at midcourt. It is the third team foul against the Chargers. Just one more to give here in the second quarter before free throws for D. West. Here's Clary into the front court for D. West. They want it at the free throw line, turning, facing to the rack. Left-handed layup is good. Andy Foster nicely played. 18-8, lead back to 10 for the Mustangs. Now the pressure being ramped up in the full court. The foul's going to be called on Kate Falk. And Falk picks up her first. Mustangs' first team foul here in quarter number two. Mustangs an 18-8 lead at under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Chargers get it up the floor. Mendez breaking the pressure, and then she is called for a travel. Well, the turnovers becoming a massive issue here for Horton. They broke the press there. They had a two-on-one break. Appeared to have a good opportunity for an easy bucket, but the freshman, Mendez, the travel call and another turnover. Mustangs in the front court. Left side on the wing, it's Johnson. Trying to get deep on the block, turning, firing. That one no good. Trying to fight, it's Falk for her own rebound. Second chance up and no. Finally cleared away by covers up for Horton. Boy, a couple good looks there inside. D. West couldn't convert. Here's Kansas Keough, first team All-League last season in the Northeast Kansas League, although she has not scored here in this game tonight. Here's Becker up top, left side, in the corner, a three, it is pure. Right on cue, it's Kansas Keough from downtown. 18-11, D. West by 7 at 2:53 to go in the half. Here's Johnson on the right wing, puts it on the dribble, on Mendez, cut off there, good defense. Back up top to Bell Smith, right elbow, tipped away by covers up, right back into the hands of Bell Smith. Johnson, right corner, three, front rim, no, and a rebound for Horton, pulled in by Keough. 2:35 to go in the half. 18-11 our score. Mustangs by 7. Here's covers up. They're looking for on the block, and good anticipation there by Falk to deflect that pass out of bounds. And the Chargers going to keep underneath as Reese McCauley's going to check back in here for D. West. Latest KBCA rankings out today. Donovan West did not move. They're still number 8 in the 2A class. Here is a baseline floater that is short. Quick rebound and push here by Foster. Trying to get it up the floor through traffic. And D. West going to turn it over in transition. His Horton team last year had their first winning season since 2020. They went 13-8. Included an 11-4 mark in Northeast Kansas League play. The Chargers 2-2 through their first four here in 25-26 under first-year head coach Bailey Lancer. Here is Tiffin Lancer with the ball at the perimeter. Left side on the wing to Keough. Keough wanting to go to work. Left side, Mendez on the wing. Man-to-man defense here by Donovan West. And now that pass taken away at midcourt. Transition opportunity. Johnson missed the shot, but it's going to go to the line to shoot two. 1:58 to go in the half. Free throws coming for Courtney Johnson. Tremendous player for Donovan West. And the foul going against Aubrey Wilson. That is her first. Johnson at the line. First free throw. Shooter's touch. Got it to go. She's now 2-for-2 at the line in this game. Has 4 points and on the season came into tonight at just a touch under 54%. First team all league in the TVL last season. This year averaging nearly 10 points and 4 rebounds a game through the first five. That second free throw no good. Rebound Kirsten Smith for Horton. 19-11, Donovan West, a minute 52 to go in the half. Here is Keough stepping back, the lefty three. Ho-ho, how about that? Downtown right wing triple for Kansas Keough. Her second three of the quarter, she's got 6. And it's a 5-point game. 19-14, Donovan West. Baseline drive, Johnson drawing the body and the foul and one. Courtney Johnson with 6 and a chance for one more. 21-14 at 1:33 to go in the half. And the foul on Horton against Kirsten Smith. That is her first in team foul number 5. Johnson, 6 points here in the half. 2-for-3 at the line. Her freebie on the way. That one's good. So she capitalizes on the three-point play, and it's 7 points for her. 22-14, D. West lead back to 8 at 90 seconds to go in the half. Chargers do a good job breaking the press here. Left side of the floor. They work it into the front court here. Keough now on the right wing. Spins away from a defender. Nice dive and kick to Mendez for 3. It was on target but long. And chasing down the long rebound is McCauley. And then she's going to be called for a carry. Working it up the floor in transition. So a turnover on D. West. Make it 9 in the half and number 5 in the quarter. Down to a minute 13 to go in the second. 22-14 Donovan West. Keough left side to Mendez. High on the wing. Holding at the right hip and goes back up top. Aubrey Wilson with it, trying to bounce one in there through a lot of traffic. It's on the deck, picked up by Smith, and she pulls from 15, and it's nothing but bottom. Kirsten Smith off the deflection. She's got 4. 22-16, Donovan West, 50 seconds to go in the half. Up top, Aniston Clary. Now at the left elbow, turning and facing as Foster wants to go to work. Got it to the rack, missing the shot. Fighting for the rebound. Ball still on the floor. Fighting into the corner with it is McCauley for a second chance. She'll take it all the way and got a difficult shot to fall. Reese McCauley. And now Horton could play for the final shot here. They're down 8. 23 seconds left in the half, and they're going to turn it over. Trying to find Wilson on the block. Make it 8 second quarter turnovers and 15 unofficially in the half here for Horton. And now Donovan West, leading by 8, can play for the final shot at 20 seconds and counting. Far side to near side, it's Andy Foster. Back to Johnson. Horton going man-to-man here. Here's Clary, left side. Turning, nice up and under move. Pretty F can be Reese McCauley. 26-16, 5 seconds to go in the half. Kansas Kia wants to do it herself. Just inside midcourt, desperation heave from 40 as well. Short, that takes us to the end of the first half here on KMZA. It's Donovan West girls leading Horton 26-16. Halftime show after a break. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We got more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game at the half here on KNZA. Halftime coverage is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Again, Megan Sturton, our studio producer, back on the ones and twos in our Hiawatha studio. Brandon Tabman with you here at Donovan West, where the Mustang girls lead the Horton Chargers 26-16 here at the halftime break. Mustangs led 13-6 after one, and they outscored the Chargers 13-10 in quarter number two. And we got that 26-16 halftime score. Pretty balanced scoring for Donovan West. They got 7 apiece in the first half from Courtney Johnson and Belle Smith. They got 5 from freshman Anison Clary. They got 4 points from Reese McCauley, and then 3 points as well from Andy Foster. On the Horton side, 2 threes and 6 points. Both those threes knocked down in the second quarter by Kansas Keough, leading the way for the Horton Chargers. And they also got 4 points from Kirsten Smith and 2 points apiece from Kara Coversup, Bobby Becker, and Marlissa Banks. Some of the unofficial team totals in the first half for Horton: 15 turnovers, 12 rebounds. They hit 2 threes and did not attempt a first-half free throw. For Donovan West on the other side, they had 9 first-half turnovers. They also had 12 rebounds. They were 4 of 6 at the line, and they also knocked down a couple of threes as well. Our girls score here at Donovan West at the halftime break. Mustangs leading Horton 26-16. Another timeout. More halftime coverage after a break. They're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here at Donovan West High School. A little bit of a late start here tonight, but that's okay. We got some high school hoops here on KNZA. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tedman with you. Girls game at the break. Mustangs at home leading Horton 26-16. Mentioned prior to that break, Courtney Johnson, Bell Smith, both with 7 to lead Donovan West. And Horton in that first half led by Kansas Keough, a couple of threes and 6 points. When we bring you the stats, whether it's halftime or at the end of the game, it is always brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services. That is Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Well, as the halftime continues, get you a little look at our second game tonight when the boys' contest is coming up here after a little bit. And the Donovan West boys, under 30-year head coach Derek Shelton, off to a 3-2 start. They're 2-2 at home, and they have won back-to-back games against Atchison County and Linden. The Atchison County score on Friday night, 60-38. Game on Saturday here at home against Linden, that final 57-44. And on the other side for the Horton boys, under fourth-year head coach David Losey, it is rebuild mode for this Chargers team. They lost 8 very high-contributing seniors off a team last year that won 15 games. And here in 25 and 26, Chargers off to an 0-4 start. They lost by 12 at Pleasant Ridge most recently last Friday night. So a little bit of a rebuild time for the Horton boys. And Donovan West, again, off to a pretty good start at 3-2 through their first 5 games. Girls game at the half here on KNZA. It's Donovan West 26 and Horton 16. A 90-second timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sebepa. I am welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sebepa for over 53 years.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here covering high school hoops on KNZA all season long. Brandon Tadman, Megan Sturton with you on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our girls game getting ready to start the second half here at Donovan West. Number 8 ranked team in the 2A classification, the Mustangs leading Horton. It is 26-16. Got some great games across the landscape here tonight. Of course, other games on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, it is Onega and Jackson Heights. That is 92.1 KMZA. Catch it on the Cobra Channel as well. Then our Care Country broadcast, 93.7 FM. That is Moore Hill Mounts Academy taking on Jefferson County North. And, of course, we got the channel games. Got Holton, Sebepa, Hiawatha, and the Silver Lake Channel all in action here tonight. All right, we switch sides of the floor. D. West, the 10-point lead in the opening possession of quarter number 3. And they go near side to far side as we sit on the stage here at Donovan West High School. Here's a bounce pass left side on the wing. Belle Smith had all 7 in the first quarter. She short arms a 3, fighting for the rebound inside, ripped away by JoJo Switch. Her 4th rebound tonight, and here comes Horton down 10. Their first possession on offense in the second half. Switch had a nice dive, but missed the layup on a good feed. And a rebound for Kate Falk, her 5th rebound of the game for D. West. Both teams 0-for on their first possession of quarter number 3. 26-16, Donovan West. Courtney Johnson, long skip pass. It goes to Wettstein. Now a free throw line touch, caught in a double team, and a tie-up should be called. It is. Kirsten Smith trying to find Keo in the left corner. She was wide open but got tied up. And the possession arrow is going to give it back here to the Chargers. Turnover by D. West. Going to work. Kara covers up on the right wing. She locked it onto the left knee, and it's going to be called a double dribble. Well, again, 15 first-half turnovers for Horton, and they pick one up here in the third quarter, 55 seconds in. So make it 16 turnovers in the game. Both teams still looking for their first points of the second half. We played a minute of quarter number 3. Here's Andy Foster, left corner, 3 on the way. It is a swish from Courtney Johnson. She is the first player in double figures. She has 10 and the lead at 13 for Donovan West. And now a turnover here on the press, and a foul is going to be called, sending Andy Foster to the free throw line. She got the steal. She's going to shoot free throws. And let's check the Horton foul. It is going to be on Kirsten Smith. That's going to be her second. And the first foul on either side here in quarter number 3. First free throw on the way. Spins out. No. Brandy Foster. Now 1-for-3 at the line. She's got 3 points, couple of rebounds tonight. And entering tonight on the season, just north of 5 points and 5 rebounds a contest for the 5'5 junior. Second freebie up and good. And she's got 4. And the lead is 14. Largest tonight. And now Horton turning it right over on the inbounds pass. So the Chargers struggling here in the first near 90 seconds of this third period as D. West will get it back on the side out. Long pass to Courtney Johnson. Quick trigger to Foster at the right elbow. Turning and facing. Up top it goes to Wettstein. Back to Johnson on the left wing. 1 dribble right. Skip pass to Belle Smith. Back up top Wettstein. Putting it on the dribble. Spinning at the free throw line. Right side pass to Smith. She'll skip one to Johnson on the left wing. 18 on the play clock here. They want to, or shot clock, I should say, beg your pardon. Johnson off the deflection, another 3 on the way. This one not there. Long rebound is taken in by Belle Smith, and a second chance up here for Donovan West. Left elbow touch, Foster, nice ball fake. Good dump down pass inside, shot no good by Johnson, but she is fouled and will go to the free throw line and attempt her 5th and 6th free throws here tonight. That foul on Tiffin Lancer, that is her 2nd in team foul number 2. Courtney Johnson, 5'6 junior, 10 points here to lead all scores. And her free throw here is up and pure. make it 11, and she has scored in all three quarters. Just south of 54% at the line coming in. She is 4 out of 5 right now tonight, bumping up that average so far. 31-16, Donovan West leading 2 minutes into the third. And the second up and good as well. 12 in the game for Courtney Johnson. 32-16, all of a sudden, Chargers in some danger time here early in the third. They get it into the front court, right side jump shot, front rim no, covers up the rebound, her second chance no, and then a foul on the rebound attempt. They're going to get Kate Falk here for her second foul, going over the back of the Keo. First foul on D. West here in the third at 5:48 to go, 32-16, the Donovan West lead. Chargers led 2-0 in the first early. They have not led since they lost that lead at 3-2. There's a missed shot, second chance, nearly banked in, fighting for the rebound, and this is going to be a foul on the Chargers. And if that's JoJo Switch, that's going to be her third. And it is over the back. So Donovan West will get it back. Horton settles back defensively, going man-to-man here. 2-plus minutes into the third. It's been all D. West in these first 2 minutes and change of quarter number three. They lead it by 16. Here's Foster going to work from the right elbow, gets to the right block, kicks it back out to Wettstein. She goes baseline. She got doubled and threw a pass that was deflected out of bounds underneath by covers up. 20 on the shot clock. Both these teams, one game on Friday before the holiday break. The West, they will be at Troy. Horton's going to be back at home, taking on Oskaloosa. 15 on the shot clock here for the Mustangs. Johnson up top, in between the rings, out high. They get it to Foster at the elbow, goes to work, scoops one up with the left hand. It's a little bit short, fighting for the rebound in the lane, picked up by JoJo Switch. Here is Marlissa Banks all the way. Good defense, shot blocked by Wettstein. And then off the deflection, covers up the rebound, and then a stoppage of play. As Banks went down hard, and they're checking on her for a potential injury, but appears to be okay, just kind of favoring that right leg. Sub in for Donovan West. We'll see Reese McCauley, and Falk will get a breather. We are 3 minutes in. We got 5 to go in the third. It's a 32-16 Donovan West lead. They're on a 6-0 run here in the first 3 minutes. And right on cue, Horton finally on the board. Beautiful move on the block by covers up. She's got 4. 32-18, D. West by 14, 4:50 to go in the third. Here's Johnson on the left wing, working around the arc, couple dribbles right, gets it into the hands of Bell Smith. Dumps one down inside to Wettstein, tried to go up and under, missed the shot, trying to fight for her own rebound, can't get it, pulled in by covers up. Horton trying to avoid a turnover here, and they finally get it into the hands of the freshman guard, Tiffin Lancer. Here is Mendez, who's back into the game, right side on the wing, Lancer up top. 20 on the shot clock here. Now Kansas Keough. She's been quiet tonight. All 6 of her points in the second period. Mendez back up top. It goes to Switch. Got by a defender. Picks it up on the perimeter. Now 7 seconds. A deep straightaway 3 off the left side of the rim. No. Rebound for Anthony Foster. Donovan West. Long pass up the floor, and it's out of bounds for a turnover. Tried to beat Horton up the floor. They're actually going to say it was deflected by the Chargers, so D. West will keep. Couple subs in, one for each side. You got Bobby Becker back in for Horton, and then Aniston Clary checking back in as well for Donovan West. They get it in on the block quickly, shot through traffic, no. Second chance, rattles out, and then a foul on the rebound attempt. So an offensive rebound by Reese McCauley after the first miss. Nearly got it to go, but then a foul on D. West on the rebound attempt going against Emmy Jo Wettstein. That's going to be her first and team foul number 2 in the quarter. Halfway in, halfway home, and right at midcourt, Courtney Johnson comes away with a steal. Right side pass, they tee up a 3, a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound, it's out of bounds, and back to the Chargers. Boy, good look after the steal by Johnson. It was a wide open right wing 3 by Smith, but couldn't get it to go. Marlissa Banks back in for Horton. 3:47 to go in the third quarter. 32-18, the Donovan West lead. It was 26-16 at the break. Once again, D. West ramping up that pressure in the full court. Working around a double team as Keough. Still has the ball in her hands. Long, dart pass. Good. Extra one to covers up her shot. No, but she's fouled. And she's going to the line to shoot 2. Check the Mustang foul. It is on Clary, her first. And both teams now 3 fouls apiece in quarter number three. 5'11 senior, Kara covers up at the line. And her first free throw is a swish. Pure. 5 points and 4 rebounds for Kara covers up in this game tonight. 67% at the line coming in. Her second, also pure. Both did not touch rim. It was all nylon. 6 for covers up. It's 32-20. Donovan West by 12. Bounce pass right side on the wing. Bell Smith having it. Working around that man-to-man defensive pressure there by Banks. Here's Clary, short corner left. Back up top to Wettstein. Going to work is McCauley from the free throw line. Tried to dive in for a bucket, but is called for a travel. And a turnover by Donovan West, their third of the quarter, and make it 12 in tonight's game. 32-20, Donovan West by 12. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Trying to get it up the floor. Johnson, another near steal, and there's a bump and a foul on the perimeter. We'll get Bell Smith. That's going to be her third. And team foul number 4. The last foul to give for Donovan West. Horton's going to be shooting free throws the rest of the quarter. 3:16 to go in this frame. Horton, they got to get it in, and they won't. It's going to be a 5 count. Boy, that's got to really grind the gears. The head coach, Bailey Lanter, just a little lazy to get that ball in. And another turnover against Horton. Make it 4 in the quarter and 19 unofficially in tonight's game. Picking up the dribble prematurely right at midcourt was Bell Smith, and her pass sails out of bounds over Wettstein. And 2 rows deep behind the Donovan West bench, and a timeout for Coach Smith. So timeout Donovan West at 3:10 to go in the third quarter. They lead Horton 32-20. It's a 30-second timeout here on KMZA. We'll keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. Looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room? Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Megan Sturton in studio. Brandon Tadman with you. Of course, our boys game to follow. We got a late start here tonight, but hang with us. Double dip of high school action here on a Tuesday night in mid-December. Donovan West, they led it 13-6 after the first quarter, 26-16 at the half, and right now with 3:10 to go in the third, their lead is 12 at 32-20. Courtney Johnson leading all scorers. She has 12. And then for Horton, you got 6 apiece from Kara Covers Up and also Kansas Keough. Out of the 32nd timeout, Chargers with the ball. Man-to-man defense here after the timeout for Donovan West. Right side on the wing, it's Banks looking for covers up inside, knocked away in a steal. 5 third quarter turnovers now for Horton. And then Donovan West again trying to ramp up the pressure and getting it up the floor quickly. Off the hands of McCauley and out of bounds, and D. West giving it right back. They turn up that pressure here in the full court, trying to knife through it is Keough. She's bumped it midcourt and is fouled. And free throws coming at 2:52 to go in the frame. Check the D. West foul. And get Courtney Johnson, her first. Again, team foul number 5. This is free throws. The rest of this period for the Chargers. So certainly down 12. Got to take advantage here. Chargers did not shoot a free throw in the first half. And this will be Kansas Keough at the line. And the lefty spins in the first free throw. Now with 7 to lead Horton tonight. 64% of the line coming in. She also has 3 rebounds to her credit. And her second spun in there as well. So she goes 2 for 2 and has 8 to lead the Chargers. And it's a 10-point Donovan West lead at 32-22 at 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Here's Bell Smith right side. Left side pass out of Clary on the wing. Going to work from the elbow. Shot no. Andy Foster, hard drive to the bucket. A lot of contact and a foul. And that is Marlissa Banks picking up her 4th foul here tonight. And boy, she has been saddled with the foul trouble here in this game. Foster to shoot 2. Her first is up and in. Foster has 5 in the game. She is 3 for 5 at the line tonight. And that first make gives Donovan West an 11-point lead. Her second rattles out, no. Rebound for Bobby Becker and Horton, and then she had it knocked away, and a steal, shot, no, and more free throws for D. West off the turnover. Well, if Horton ends up losing this game tonight, sure Coach Bailey Lanter is going to look at the scorebook and say, man, we turned it over way too many times. This is McCauley at the line. And her free throw is off the heel, and it drops in. Got the kind touch. Reese McCauley, a 5'8 sophomore. 40% foul shooter coming in. Knocks in her first one tonight and has five in the game. Pretty balanced scoring for D. West across the board. Her second, that one's strong. Did not get the kind touch. Rebound for covers up. Here's Horton into the front court. They're down 12 at under 2.5 minutes to go in the third. 34-22 on the board. Lanter trying to entry pass. They get it on the block. Covers up. Short arm the shot. She missed it. And a rebound cleared away by Bell Smith. 2:14 to go in the quarter. 34-22. Donovan West, they have the ball. Right side pass to Johnson in the corner. Working around the arc from right to left. Shovels it inside. Knocked away. Fighting for the rebound off the miss. Picked up by Bell Smith. Puts it back up and in through contact. Bell Smith, after the rebound, did it all herself. She's got nine. 36-22, Donovan West. Right back up the floor, and a layup good for Bobby Becker. She's now got four. 36-24, our score, under 2 minutes to go. Up the floor, covers up her third block of the game. But a long rebound chased down by Clary in the corner, and Donovan West a chance to reset. Baseline drive from the left. Foster doubled, kicked it back up top here to Smith. Right side to Johnson into the corner with Clary. She'll fire. Short arms a three. Another offensive rebound. Covers up. Inside a deflected shot, but a foul's going to be called. Too many second, and that time third opportunity for Donovan West. They get the foul on Keough. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five. Both teams in the bonus. The remaining 1:27. McCauley right back to the stripe. And her first free throw is up and good. Six in the game for Reese McCauley. Both teams bring it on subs. Aubrey Wilson back onto the floor. Maria Mendez in as well for the Chargers. And the second free throw by McCauley is good. 3 for 4 in this quarter at the line, and she's got seven. McCauley quickly out as Kate Falk's going to check back in. Then another quick sub in for Horton as Tiffin Lanter checks in here for Kansas Keough. Minute 27 to go in the third quarter. 38-24. It's a 14-point lead here for Donovan West at home. Their largest lead tonight's been 16. Showing that pressure in the full court. Into the hands of JoJo Switch. Knifing around a defender. She takes it all the way herself and puts it in off the window. First bucket for JoJo Switch makes it 38-26 at 1:08 to go in the quarter. Zone defense right now for the Chargers. Trying to get a backdoor cut and taking that pass away and a steal for Kirsten Smith. Turnover Donovan West. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Chargers with the ball. They're down 12. Right side looking for Mendez. Taken away. It's a steal for Donovan West. Foster coast to coast. And she spins it up and in with the right hand off the window. Andy Foster now with 7 in the game and the lead back to 14 at 37 seconds to go in the quarter. About a 7-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, and through the hands of Switch and out of bounds, another Charger turnover. So the Mustangs get it back. 33 seconds to go in the quarter, and even though there should be 3 seconds on a difference between the shot clock and the game clock, they went ahead and turned off the shot clock for this possession. Not sure why, but they went ahead and did so. Now the Mustangs can play for the last shot here in the third quarter, up 14. They have it in the right corner. Wettstein, baseline drive, wrapped up with three defenders. Johnson now back up top with Smith. 10 seconds to go. Right wing three. It is long. Long rebound, though, chased down. Ball still on the floor. Second chance here for D. West into the hands of Falk. Too much time. The ball is still on the deck. A desperation shot from the right corner, no good by Wettstein, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Donovan West here at home, the girls looking for their fifth consecutive win. They lead Horton 40-26 here after the third quarter of play. Fourth quarter action coming your way next after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents, for a free review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game at Jonathan West going into the final 8 minutes. Mustangs, they have led it basically from the early portions of the first quarter. They're going to get a 3 seconds in the lane call looking for Falk inside, a turnover by D. West. As we're just underway again, 12 seconds into the fourth quarter, Mustangs at home looking for their fifth consecutive win. They lead it by 14 over Horton at 40-26. Chargers into the front court. Mendez fires in a left wing three, and she drilled it. Maria Mendez, her first basket tonight, makes it 40-29. And now Mendez comes away with a steal at midcourt. Lobbing a pass, Lanter, right hand off the window. A quick 5-0 spurt by Horton, and they're down 9. 40 seconds into the fourth, it's 40-31. Mustang slowing it down, left side to Smith, back up top to Wettstein, now at the free throw line. Foster had it, knocked away, picked up by Bell Smith. Hands it right back to Wettstein, left side on the wing. Shot clock at 16 seconds, they dump it down on the right block. Back up top, Courtney Johnson will fire a contested three. Front rim, no. Little bit short. And a rebound for Kirsten Smith. And the Chargers launching it up the floor, but they're going to say a travel is called. Mendez beat everybody up the floor. Would have had an easy look for two instead of turnover by Horton. 9 in the second half and make it 24 turnovers unofficially in tonight's game. Big missed opportunity there. So a 9-point lead for Donovan West, 40-31. But 5 consecutive points for Horton to start the fourth quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Smith. A little right-handed floater from 10. It's too strong. And a rebound on the backside by Kirsten Smith. Here's Lanter into the front court. Chargers down 9, but on a 5-0 run here in the fourth. Wide open underneath. Wilson missed an easy bunny. And it's taken away by Donovan West. And Falk the rebound. Donovan West pushing in transition. Andy Foster, right side 2 on the way. It's a little bit strong, fighting for her own rebound. She gets it back, throws up a shot, and she is fouled. Great extra effort off the miss by Andy Foster, and she's going to shoot 2. And the foul on Horton going against Aubrey Wilson. Yeah, that's going to be her second and team foul number 1 in the quarter. And the free throw, not there on that attempt by Foster. That was her 7th free throw attempt here tonight. It's about to shoot her 8th charity stripe shot. She has knocked down 3. She has 7 points and 4 rebounds. And able to go 1-for-2. Foster hits the second. 8 points tonight. And the first point here in the fourth quarter for Donovan West. Their lead back to 10 at 41-31. We got 6:10 to go in the game. Lanter, the freshman, switch up top, looking on the block, gets it inside, Smith, right-hander, banks it in off the window, what touch? Kirsten Smith, she's got 6, and it's 41-33, it's down to an 8-point game. Foster all the way, through contact, count it, and the foul, Andy Foster now with 10 points, and a chance for one more. Took it all the way herself, got it near midcourt, head of steam right down the middle, and got it through contact, and the 3rd foul on Aubrey Wilson, and team foul number 2 here in the quarter. So Foster at the line, trying to cap a 3-point play, and she is able to do so. 11 tonight for the 5'5 junior, Andy Foster. 5:53 to go in the game. D. West girls leading Horton 44-33. Chargers came in at 2-2. D. West at 4-1 with 4 consecutive wins. Their only loss to Hiawatha back on December 2nd. Here's Lanter, the freshman. They want a post touch. Covers up. Quickly doubled. Left side pass. Good look. Keo, a three. Got it. Third three, 11 points for Kansas. Keo, great pass from the block by Covers Up, and it's an 8-point game at 44-36. Now 5.5 minutes left to go in this game. Here's McCauley, right block, little head fake, moves to her left, up and under, missed the shot, defended well by Covers Up, but the offensive rebound for Bell Smith. Another chance here. Johnson on the right wing, long skip pass, left side of the floor. Now a whistle and a foul on the perimeter as Foster was going to work. Stops the clock at 5:10. And Keo picks up her third. And not even 3 minutes into the fourth quarter, three fouls already packed up on the side of the Chargers. Here's Foster on the right block, trying to go up and under. Good defense by Covers Up, forcing a kick out to Wettstein. Now a short corner right pass. Foster underneath the bucket. Good pass. Smith, an open three. It's a little bit long. Covers Up the rebound off the miss for Horton. Covers Up now. Six rebounds tonight. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. Horton with the ball. They're down eight. Here's Bobby Becker, left side on the wing. Trying to lob a pass inside through a couple bodies, and it's going to be out of bounds and another turnover on the Chargers. A little bit late on the pass. It was the right idea, but D-West able to get on it quickly and force another turnover. Make it 10 second-half turnovers and 25 in the game for Horton. They're only down eight and under 4:40 to go. Here's Wettstein with it. Up top to Bell Smith. Right back to Wettstein. Wettstein one-handed with the bounce pass. Now left elbow. It's Foster. She's been working well from that kind of free throw line to in, but now has to kick it back out. Here's Bell Smith. 15 on the shot clock. Johnson, left corner. Baseline drive on Becker. Cut off nicely. Good bounce pass up top to Bell Smith. Now 7 seconds on the shot clock here. Foster to Johnson in the left corner, has to fire a three, and she drills it at the end of the shot clock. What a possession by the Mustangs. A three ball put in by Johnson. She's got 15 to lead all scores. Lead back to 11 with 4 minutes to go. 47-36, and on the right wing, double dribble is going to be called against Marlissa Banks, and another Charger turnover. So we got 3:58 to go. 47-36, Donovan West. Mustangs came into the game tonight scoring 48 points per game, and they sit at 47 right now with just a touch under 4 minutes to go. Here's Bell Smith, right side on the wing. Man-to-man defense here by the Chargers. 20 seconds, plenty of time here on the shot clock. Still with the right-handed dribble, it's Bell Smith. Hands it off to Foster on a curl. Diving in from straight away. Now Johnson up top, steps in, floats one from 10, and that is butter. Courtney Johnson, 17 tonight, 49-36, lead back to 13. Here's Lanter, left side, Chargers need a bucket. Covers Up, diving in from the top of the key, and then bumped out to the right corner, and a foul called on Donovan West. Stops the clock at 3:19, Chargers to throw it in underneath. And they get McCauley here with her first foul. As Becker's going to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Waiting for the play to develop. Lanter gets it on the right wing, had it knocked away, and a turnover. It's taken away by Bell Smith. Little two-on-one, stop and pop. McCauley off the window. Reese McCauley now with nine. And just over 3 minutes to go, D-West, they have built this lead back to 15. Touch inside for Becker on the block. Turns to her left, fades away. High off the window, and that is good defense and better offense. Becker now with six, and it's 51-38 with 2:50 to go. And on the perimeter here with the dribble, and then a travel is going to be called against Emmy Jo Wettstein. But the Mustangs turn it over. Kirsten Smith, sophomore, checks back in here for the Chargers, and the freshman Lancer gets a breather. Chargers running out of time. 2:45 and counting in the fourth quarter. They're down 51-38. Left side, Smith, who just checked in. Covers Up up top. Right side, it goes to Keo. Got by the defender. Tried to lay it in. Couldn't get it to fall. Saving it underneath is Wettstein. And the Mustangs pushing with under 2.5 minutes to go. 51-38, Mustangs leading. And head coach Perry Smith saying, let's slow down the pace just a touch. Trying to get out of here with what would be Donovan West's fifth consecutive win. Inside, Foster lost the handle, able to get it back up top here to Wettstein. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Man-to-man defense here by Horton. Hands it off to Smith on the right wing. Works left, goes back right. Down to six on the shot clock. Wettstein into the corner. Long skip pass. D West, they got to get one up, and they will not. It's going to be a shot clock violation. Well, not the worst thing in the world there for Donovan West. Their fourth turnover here in the quarter. They take a solid 35 seconds off the game clock, and it's down to 155 with the Chargers working into the front court, down 51-38. Here's Kirsten Smith, left side on the wing. Man-to-man here for the Mustangs. Little tough angle on a floater, and it's slapped out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Bell Smith, so Chargers will keep it. It's at 143 to go, down 51-38. Here is Banks in the corner. Quick trigger on a three, and she got it to go. Well, had to have it. Or correction, Marlissa Banks with the triple. And then Donovan West, a turnover on the inbounds pass. So it's a 10-point game and a minute 37 to go. Chargers have the ball on the side outright. Here is Banks going to work. Gets by a defender, lost it, falls on the deck, bodies hit the floor, and a tie-up's called, but the Chargers keep the possession. Got 90 seconds to go. Chargers are down 10. Now a timeout's going to be called, a full, so we're going to follow suit. Bailey Lancer reporting wants to talk it over. They're down 10 with 90 seconds to go with the ball underneath their own basket. 30-second timeout. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
90 seconds to go in our girls' game tonight. Donovan West trailed 2-0 early to Horton. They got the lead at 3-2. They have not trailed since, and they're trying to close it out. What would be their fifth consecutive win. Mustangs in the latest rankings from the KBCA updated today. The West did not move in the 2A class. Second straight week, ranked number 8 in the classification. Chargers out of the timeout. Underneath their own bucket. Becker to throw it in. 51-41, Donovan West. 90 seconds to go in the game. And right on the inbounds pass to Keogh, she kind of slid a little bit, and they're going to call her for a travel. I'm sure that's not what Coach Lanter drew up in that timeout for Horton. And now D. West gets it back. A 10-point lead. Minute 28 to go. Now the Chargers forcing a little pressure here in the full court. Johnson head of steam down the left sideline. Gets it into the corner. Baseline drive by Foster. Back up top it goes to Bell Smith. Minute 16 left in the game. A 10-point Donovan West lead. Trying to milk some clock. Chargers ramping it up man-to-man here defensively. Right side it goes to Foster on the wing. Guarded by Becker. Down to 12 on the shot clock here. And we're down to a minute to go in the game. Top of the key, Foster diving in, little ball fake, had it blocked underneath, but they're going to call a foul, and free throws coming, just 2 seconds on the shot clock, and Donovan West, good case scenario there, they're going to shoot two here at the line. Foul on Kara covers up, that is her first, and the Chargers in trouble now with 55 seconds to go, down 10, and free throws for Andy Foster. And she has lived at the line here tonight. She has made 3 consecutive free throws here, that first one good, she's got 12 in the game. Makes it 52-41, her second no good. Battling for the rebound, Reese McCauley up and in, and that might do it. 54-41, 45 seconds to go in the game. A whistle and a foul, baseline drive. Going against Donovan West, working on that baseline was Marlissa Banks. They get Andy Foster with her first, just the second team foul. But we're down to 42 seconds remaining in the game. 13-point Donovan West lead. Lanter rattles in a right wing three. All 5 of Lanter's points here in the fourth quarter. Makes it 54-44, but just 32 seconds to go. The important decides to foul Coach Lanter. I want her team to come up just a touch, but not sure if the foul's going to be on. We're down to 21 seconds. Well, there is a bump and a foul right at the free throw line. Covers up. Good sportsmanship there. Knocking down McCauley, and that's going to put McCauley at the line. How about the sophomore, Reese McCauley, tonight? 5 points, four rebounds per game entering tonight, and right now 11 points and five rebounds. First free throw, spins it in there. She's now 4 for 5 at the line and has 12 in the game. 3 in double figures for Donovan West. Bell Smith also chipped in with 9. Second free throw by McCauley is good. 13 for her, makes it 56-44. Final 15 seconds here. Banks a hard drive, shot up short, trying to fight for her own rebound. And a tie-up's going to be called. And that'll give it back to Donovan West with 11 seconds to go. And that should pretty much wrap this one up. 56-44, Donovan West trying to run out the final 11 seconds. Chargers do throw a little bit of pressure out. They get it up the floor to Bell Smith. She backs it out into the corner. Up top to Wettstein. Left side pass to Foster. Final 2 seconds off the clock, and the Donovan West girls have won their 5th consecutive game. They go to 5-1 on the season. Basically, wire to wire, 56-44. They beat the Horton Chargers here tonight at home. And for the Lady Chargers, drops their record to 2-3 on the season. Final score, Donovan West, 56, Horton, 44. 3-minute timeout. We'll get some post-game coverage, get you set for the boys' contest. Still a lot to get to here on KNZA. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.